Did you miss me? I missed you. It was a great vacation. I think I told you before, but I get together every year with four of my priest friends from seminary. I think we figured out it's 34 years because we started doing it second year in seminary. And they always come to God's country, Wisconsin. One's from Belleville, one's from Peoria, one's from Joliet, and one's from Omaha. And every year they come here to God's country, and they are the funniest guys I've ever met in my life, and we laugh for an entire week. But I also realize, too, that they like foods that I'm allergic to. So I'm dealing with that right now, too. But anyways, good to be back. Next week is our big picnic, so I'm hoping all of you plan to come. As you know, we decided this year to, instead of doing a festival, which was very labor-intensive, and we're living in an age where people have so many other options. It used to be back in the day that this was the big option. This was the only one, mostly, for mainly rural folk. And so we have many more options, and it became labor-intensive. And so we decided collectively to do other things coming up. You'll hear more about them. They're very exciting. We have a great group of team leaders working on these things. But next weekend, we're going to do just an old-fashioned potluck picnic, just relax on the lawn out here. And St. Mary's will provide all the meat and buns and refreshments and bring whatever you want to share with everyone. That'll be right after this Mass so that people can don't have to go all the way home and come all the way back. And so you have a special indulgence for coming in more relaxed attire if you want, or you can change after Mass, whatever you want to do. So, you know, first of all, I want to say we want to extend our prayers, don't we, to these vicious attacks. If you haven't heard on the news, mentally challenged people opened fire on crowds, and many were killed in two different places in the country just in the last 24 hours. And so our prayers are extended for the repose of the souls of all those who were killed during that time, and for all the families that are grieving. But we're living in troubled times, aren't we? This is just a more recent example of that. And a lot of people are going, you know, what should we do? You know, in the midst of it, we have all this political stuff going on. And I can't tell you how irritating it is to me to see godless leaders who have usurped the phrase, "This is a battle for the soul of America." Now, these are the same people that at the same time are enacting laws that for unrestricted abortion, as they refuse to protect life even at birth, as they seek the expansion of euthanasia, as they espouse a complete denial of God's creation of male and female as based upon biological fact and natural law, as they seek the indoctrination of our children in our schools and libraries, as they seek to remove all of our religious freedoms. They have the nerve to use the phrase, "This is a battle for the soul of America." So aggressive is this campaign that we're seeing very open and hostile verbal, legal, and even physical attacks on those who oppose the evils based upon millennia of biblical-based religious belief. Believers in God's absolute and undeniable truth are under attack as never before. No longer is religious persecution something that happens in other countries. It's being manifested right here in our own nation. At the close of his first inaugural address, Abraham Lincoln said this: "The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature." Swell the chorus of the Union until the nation is touched by the better angels of our nation. Yes, This is a battle for the soul of America. Satan's army is legion, an army of fallen angels, not the better angels, who look to kill off the soul of America. While God's army, the better angels of our nature, look to revive the soul of America. You know, the way I see it, the primary choices in the face of this great expansion of evil of our times are three. One, we can hide. Basically, it's draft dodging. We can avoid facing it and fill our lives with as many distractions as possible, noble as they may be, to keep us from admitting that evil is, in fact, on the rise around us and that we are called to engage. Two, we can surrender. We can believe that evil is won as we crawl into the corner in the fetal position. Or worse yet, we can defect and join the ranks of evil, maybe because it's popular. Or three, we can get in the fight. We can allow ourselves to be clear-eyed about the great expansion of evil in our times, and in righteous anger directed to Satan, we can get in the fight and believe that with God, all things are possible. Where do you stand? More and more faith-filled souls understand that one and two are just no longer an option. Many have been realizing that evil is rising rapidly around us, and many know we need to do something, anything, to counter this infiltration of evil. It seems insurmountable. And so, collectively, we fell to our knees. We called out to God. In a big way, we started this, didn't we? Back in 2016. When we saw videos of beheadings, when we watched as the nation turned over marriage and made it that you can marry anyone or anything. We entered into a very contentious election where we knew the costs. Do we see the aggressive campaign of secular progressivism destroying our nations continue, or do we look to stop it or at least slow its movement? And so we called out to God, beginning on the feast of our patron saint. This is the long name for Saint Mary of Pine Bluff, is Saint Mary of the Assumption. Our feast is on the 15th. That's why we had the festival around that time too. 54 days leading up to October 7th, Our Lady of the Rosary and the Battle of Lepanto that granted it that name. We said no to evil, but we didn't believe that countering evil meant picking up guns, as unfortunately these disturbed people just did, but picking up our supernatural weapon given to us in this time, for these times, the rosary. Collectively, now almost 50,000 people have joined forces, and we've seen a movement. You know, this is the way I see it. This isn't, you know, something the church teaches. You can see it your own way. But I've tried my best to tune into what's going on. The better angels versus the evil angels in our times. And I'm seeing evil panicked. And evil is overreaching. It's exposing itself. Where once it had unlimited power under the cover of darkness and was moving at great lengths, now it seems to blithely push forth its agenda out in the open. And as Matt Walsh challenged us last spring, a year ago last spring, will this awaken our courage? Satan's tactic for America. Don't awaken their courage. And yet that's precisely what's gone on in the last 2 years. A courage has been awakened. People are saying, I see the evil. I can't ignore it any longer. I can't sit on the sidelines. I got to get in the fight. What do? We pick up our rosaries and we say, I'm going in. All three of these readings today were about attachment to worldly things. My brothers and sisters, we got to get detached. You can have stuff. I can have stuff. Stuff isn't bad. It's not having it. It's how we have it. Does it become our God or our gods? Does it grant all of our attention, all of our passion, the things of this world? Or do the things of God grab hold of us, lay hold of us and say, I got to do something. I got to do anything. This will be for all who store up treasure for themselves but are not rich in what matters to God. Are not rich in what matters to God. Precisely how we'll be judged when we're standing before the throne of God. Where did you place your passion? Your aggression. Your zeal. Where did it go? I don't know about you, but I'm not going to sit by and allow evil to railroad over us, over our children, over our nation any longer. Join us in the fight. A week from next Wednesday is our feast day. That marks day one of 54 days where we take the prayers for our nation and our own personal prayers. We've seen countless miracles. Why? Because you're joining together with 50,000 plus people who actually believe in the supernatural power of God. This makes them the Navy SEALs of spiritual warfare. They're mighty, they're strong. Why? Because they believe. This is the crisis of our time. Do we really believe that when we call up to God, something is going to happen? These 50,000 do. And because of that joined together, all kinds of prayers are being answered. Personal prayers for people. Because they're not hiding or surrendering. They're getting in the fight. Let's do this. Let's grow this army. Let's be that mighty force, the Navy SEALs for Christ. Let's take back our country, my brothers and sisters. Yes, this is a battle for the soul of America. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.